This is Robert from Soddy Daisy, Tennessee.
Soddy Daisy.
How do you spell that? S-A?
No, S-O-D-D-Y.
Soddy.
Soddy. D-A-I-S-Y.
Soddy Daisy.
Soddy Daisy.
Yeah, daisies growing in the midst, amidst the grasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a charming.
And where is Soddy Daisy?
Right outside of Chattanooga.
Oh, okay, we got it. Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Robert. So what's happening?
Our company bought a used pickup truck, a 1990 Ford F-250 XLT, 43,000 miles, mint condition.
Wow.
As we're waving to the elderly couple to drive away and thanking them and everything for
Did you happen to witness them laughing up their sleeves?
No. Waving to them as they're, you know, smiling and everybody's happy. I say goodbye, and she says, goodbye, take good care of Mark. And I kind of cock my head to the side, and she said, Mark, the truck's name is Mark. And I think to myself, of all the things that she could have told me, drive safe, you know, put unleaded gas in it, don't go over 65.
She had to tell you
the name.
The
truck being named Mark is the one that really just cut to the bone and cut to the quick.
Yeah.
Because I've always had a vehicle that's been named a female.
Oh.
And I'm wondering, I thought all great vessels were female names, and I'm wondering if I can change the name of the truck, feminize it, or change it to a female, and not cause the truck any psychological, mechanical problems.
Oh, so you think if you decide to change Mark to Marcia or Mary or something like that, that
it's not going to respond or
have an identity crisis.
Right. I've never understood the idea of giving a vehicle a name.
No.
I've never had.
Now, to be fair,
really?
Tommy's called his vehicle some names.
And always started with you, Snow Good.
But they actually.
There's a level of respect and a dedication, I think, that comes to it. I'm going to take good care of her.
Right. I think
she's going to take good care of me.
Well, I'm not so. I'll tell you, we have seen plenty of junk boxes in our shop that have had names.
Yeah.
So I think naming a car doesn't necessarily ensure that it's going to be taken care of and treated with respect. So you have this thing, and you've had it for how long, Robert?
We've had it for about 4 weeks.
Ah, 4 weeks. And has anyone called it by name?
We did once, and then in front of the truck, and then we had a brainstorm at the shop and came up with Marcy as a feminization of it.
Well, I think Marquis might be better. I remember there was an actress named Marky Post.
Really?
Yeah. And so Marky, he could just think it's a cute name, but he might not realize that he's had a sex change.
Yeah.
So you name your vehicles as a matter of course. I mean, has it been
all the time?
Really? Can you share with us some of the names that you've had?
Well, the first one it was a Eclipse, and her name was Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And any others that you could mention to us? You share with our listening audience. It's all right. You don't have
to. But it doesn't.
Well,
I'm
going to tell you, if the roles had been such that I were in this car, and this old lady had said to me, "Take good care of," I've never named a car in my life.
Yeah.
No.
If she had said to me, "Take good care of," I said, "Yeah, right. Okay, see you later." And that would have been the end. I wouldn't have given it another thought.
Another thought. Really?
No, I mean, your car, your truck doesn't have a soul. I mean, it isn't a being. It's a mechanical device, and as such, doesn't deserve a name.
That
I know I'm going to get a lot of flack about this.
Well, I've never given a name to a vehicle. Never.
Well,
I don't understand why anyone would do it.
But lots of people do it, and because we don't understand it, we're going to ask our listeners and people who visit our website to help. So we're going to open up a discussion area on the site. Because we're eager to know how many of our listeners name their cars and what their reasons are for naming their cars.
And whether they are male or female and roughly how old they are.
Well, I think more women name their cars than guys.
I do, too.
I think that's for sure.
Yeah.
And more than that, I want to find out if people at least believe that they take care of their cars better. Because they've named them. Because now if you name somebody, it's like it's a member of your family.
Sure.
If one of your kids was named, you know, Mark, would you not feed him? Well, anyway, Robert, I would stick with Marky for the time being because I don't think he'll be able to tell.
Okay.
Yeah, and Marky could be a female name.
Excellent.
And we'll keep you posted on what goes on. Well, you can check the site
yourself.
Yeah,
I'll go check it out.
All right, man.
Boy, thanks for calling.
These tough questions are killing us. See you later.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Well, it's happened again. You squandered another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. Our esteemed producer is Doug the Subway Fugitive, not a slave to fashion, Bongo Boy Berman. Our associate producers are David the Cavs of Belleville Green, Carly High Voltage Nix, and Catherine Frau Blooper, Penelosa. Our web blackie is Doug the Old Gray Mare, assisted by Connie Britchford. Our engineer is John Cartman Parati. Our theme music is by David Dog Grisman. And our technical, spiritual, and menu advisor, just back from the East Tahiti, Baked Stuff Ziti, Extra Meaty, Frosty Weedy, and Reuniti Free Lunch Treaty with your ex's new sweetie, it's John Bugsy Lawler. Our public opinion pollster is Paul Murky of Murky Research, assisted by statistician Mara Genovera. Our customer care representative is Haywood Jabuzoff. Our personal makeup artist is Bud Tugley. Our second shift meteorologist is Claudio Vernight. Our staff orthopedist is Denise Hoyt. Our Ralph Cramden impersonator from the Dubai office is Mohammed Ahmed Ahmed. Our martial arts trainer is Anita DeGroin. Our physics graduate student is Laura Venertia. Our alignment specialist is Lou Sagusi. Our undergarment inspector is IC London. Our Russian chauffeur is Peekoff and Dropoff. Our optometric firm is CFI Care. Guest accommodations are provided by the Horseshoe Road Inn, and the head of our working mother support group is Erasmus B. Dragon. Our chief counsel from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is Hugh Lewis Dewey, known to the full-time cafe crowd in Harvard Square as Huey Louie Dewey. Thanks so much for listening. We're Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. Don't drive like my brother.
Oh, don't drive like my brother.
Right. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye. You can get a podcast of this show, which is number 1235, download some classic Car Talk episodes, or check out our clothing and CD collections all over at cartalk.com.
Also this week at cartalk.com, attention iPhone users.
Yeah, we have a brand new app for you. And guess what? This one's actually useful.
Get out.
No, really. It's called Breakdown Lane. Load it on your iPhone. And if you have car trouble when you're away from home, you open the app and it instantly maps out the nearest listener-recommended mechanics along with the shop's ratings.
Whoa!
Now, how's that for useful?
I'm stunned.
Find out how to get Car Talk's Breakdown Lane app right now over at cartalk.com.
Car Talk is a production of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe and WBUR in Boston.
And even though our kids change their Facebook status to hiding and denying parentage whenever they hear us say it, this is NPR.